CDMO 2015, day 24, and I've signed up for my first race. This will be the first proper organised race I've participated in since the 2008 Cork City Marathon. Now, don't get excited. I didn't run the entire marathon in 2008. I was one of a team of people who ran the marathon distance in relay. And that day I ran, I think, about 8 miles, which at the moment is an inconceivable distance for me to run so far. This race, this coming Sunday, 28th of June, will be 8 kilometres, which I think is 5 miles in old money. It's still the longest I've run since 2008. It's definitely the longest I've run since I started running again in March of this year. So it fits in a way. I'm building my distance, and I do want to be able to do 10-kilometre runs as a matter of habit. And I always had in mind that Sunday mornings would be set aside for a longish run. So it all fits, it's all come together. Now, the only thing is, I do like a lie-in on a Sunday morning, and I tend not to surface or get out of bed much earlier than 9 or 9.30, sometimes later. Well, this run starts at 10 o'clock on the nose. Exactly 10 o'clock, it warns me in the documentation. So I'll have to get up at 8 o'clock, which is no great disaster, but it's just I do like to catch up on my sleep at the weekend, and I'm not a great person in the mornings. I don't like mornings, to be honest with you. I'm an owl. I like to stay up late, and that's when I'm quite creative and what have you. Unfortunately, the world was designed for people who do like to get up early in the morning. Oh well, I'll just have to live with that, won't I? So I signed up for this race, and I hadn't really thought about doing it. But here's the thing. It's being held at Fota Island Resort, which is where my daughter learns to swim. And one of the people organising the race is her swimming instructor. So how could I let him down? How could I not sign up for this race? Particularly as he caught me today outside the changing rooms while I was waiting for Emily to come out. He caught me as I had on my laptop the website and the sign up page in front of me, and I was umming and ahhing, should I sign up, should I do it? And well, he caught me looking at the page, so of course I had to, more or less there and then. Oh, anyway, it's probably good. It's good to get a nudge every now and again, isn't it? It's good to be challenged to do something. I'm not particularly looking forward to it because 8 kilometres is quite a distance for me at the moment, and I know that I'm going to be, out of the 100 runners who've currently signed up, I'm going to be runner number 100 when I cross that finish line. It's going to be more of a jog for me. It is certainly not going to be a race and a run in that regard. I'm certainly not going to be a threat to the top three people in both the male or female category, in my case, the male category. I'm not going to be a threat to them in terms of the prizes that will be given, because the top three people in the female and male category, the top three males and females, it says here, will get a prize at the finish line, and the prize giving will happen at the finish line. I think the prize giving will have taken place by the time I cross the finish line, I can tell you. So how am I going to prepare for this monumental occasion, this massive distance that I have to run? Well, I'm going to go run for a run now. It's just gone 9 o'clock. Now, this time of year in Ireland, it stays light until at least 10:30. But I'm going to go for a run now, and it will be either, I'll have to see what I end up doing. It's either going to be about 5 kilometres or it's going to be 7.5 kilometres. Really, I should do 7.5. Get the kilometres into my legs, get the miles into my legs ahead of this race, then do another run on Friday, take Saturday off, and then do the 8 kilometre monster run. It's ridiculous for me to call it a monster run, given that in the past it would be nothing. It would be absolutely nothing. And in the future, I'm hoping that 8 kilometres will be a disappointing run for me. We'll see. So at the moment, I have no calories and no miles or kilometres to give you. But if I do run 7.5 kilometres this evening, I will have burned close to 600 calories, apparently. And, well, I'll have also run 7.5 kilometres. Obviously, if I run 7.5 kilometres, guess what distance I'll have run? Exactly. You're not as silly as I am. That's today's update. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.